Blog Talk Radio.
Shock was popping. Hey. Man, this motherfucker is trying to piss me off.
Did it work?
He's acting a fool.
Elizabeth.
It was just a blank face. Come back.
Hey, go do the dance, man.
Come on. This show was way too long. We better cut it. Hey. We better. Y'all, hey, look. Get ready, y'all.
We can't play that song. We'll get sued. Yeah. We get sued. It ain't in our budget.
It ain't.
We live, y'all.
We live. All I see is a picture of you on it. They won't let me show you. Look at your live.
You should be on there.
Motherfucker, come look.
I ain't got time.
It won't let well fuck you. Anyway, welcome to 100 Shots Radio. Appreciate all y'all looking in live. I'm already drinking. I was going to lie like I'm about to take a shot, but I'm not. Today is, let me go look at today.
This man walking all the way over there.
Today is, what the fuck today is? I'm drunk.
The 30th.
Today is.
Say 30th. Episode 4.
Episode 4, January 30th, 2020.
You said you was going to dance again. Dance on the camera, man.
They ain't see it. You ain't got no music going.
Oh, he got a music. Sorry, we ain't got no music. All right, welcome to 100 Shots Radio. This is Shaki and this is GL, my partner in crime.
Yes, man.
We come, you know, well, we live to talk shit like we always do.
Each and every Sunday, we is live and lit. Lit like a goddamn cigarette in the cold. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we do. We lit like that. I don't know. This motherfucker tripping today. I don't know. I got this Taco Bell connection. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on.
That's all good. We ain't going to claim that.
Well, anyway, let's go. Let's get this shit. Top of the morning.
Welcome
top
to 100, 100 Shots Radio. Follow us on IG, 100 Shots Radio, 100 Shots Radio on Facebook. Share, like our post.
Yes, share. I appreciate, like I wrote today, I appreciate everybody that listens. But everybody got a crazy family member. I understand that you can't put this on your main Facebook page. I get it. Because you're going to hear pussy, dick, ass, and all that shit. And you might not want your Auntie Big Shirley listening to it. And I get it. But everybody got a foolish cousin. Send it to your foolish cousin and let them listen to it. Because they can call in and, you know, listen to us and just take it in once at a time. If you got beef with anybody, call in. We damn sure, I'm here for all of you. If you want to send somebody some free W-2 money, call in. If somebody owe you, you want your money before tax time, call in. Matter of fact, you give them the number. What's the number before they can call in, man?
319-527-6757.
Yeah, one more time for the Holy Ghost.
319-527-6757. Call in to shoot the shit with us. Shoot the shot.
Take a shot when you call in, because this is 100 shots.
I like to call y'all my shot callers. That's mm-hmm. what's up, man. Make mm-hmm. you feel official. Mm-hmm. I want you to say you've been there since day one.
Yes. Because when I get rich, I know all who my motherfucking friends is now. I know all the people that was here from scratch.
And like we told y'all last week, just because it say it got like an hour and, you know, such and such left. We only trying to do an hour, so get your calls in before it ends.
Yes.
Unless you're here to talk shit, then we might talk shit with you for a while.
Yeah, we'll talk shit to the double zeros if you steady talking shit. But the show is an hour long. We just run it so the shit don't cut off like they used to cut my mama house phone off when we didn't pay the bill. I don't want to just cut the shit off like that. That's a true story. Have you never heard your mama like arguing with the people? I ain't got the goddamn money. We had Bell South. You remember Bell South? Young folks that born out from 2000 don't know who Bell South is. But my mom was arguing, this is a true story, talking about, well, you ain't getting the money till the first. Well, the motherfuckers, I remember playing today. Well, here's the 30th. She cut my mama off while my mom was in mid-conversation with her. Cut the phone bill off, man, and if y'all never know what a landline is, that's, you know, my mama got her shit cut off. You just pick up the phone and it just makes these three little,
hey, then when you get older, it's a little different when you get older.
Yeah.
So when you fuck up your shit when you're young. And now you're sitting there waiting. Ain't this shit about to roll off yet? Ain't it been 7 years? It was like, so all that sun calm and Yeah, pages from when I was, you know, 16 years old. All that shit been gone now.
Yeah. Let me see. That's limitation don't run out on. Shit. Don't let them believe you.
Hey.
I filed bankruptcy when I was 20. I'm still broke and I'm 35 now. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe that.
Hey, them student loans don't go nowhere. I tell you that.
Student loans?
That's why Biden in office now, his ass ain't, and he ain't held up his end of the bargain.
You went to college?
I did, man.
I got a special ed GED. Let me tell you something. That's a true story. I failed GED class 3 times.
No, you didn't, man.
That's the fuck I did. Okay. Don't believe me. And this is a true story. I was in there with a lot of people that I ain't going to call no names because I don't want to embarrass.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. GL, how was your weekend, man? How was your week?
Well, this was a long-ass motherfucking work week. It was just, man, I clocked about 70 hours this week. And like, man, it's
you PCA, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm a glorified. If people don't know, I've been at my job, 8 years? Now be 8 years this year, and I'm still a fucking CCA. I'm tired of working. Like, a CCA means is a coon slave. That's basically what you would say. It's like you slave for a company. Like, but they gave me my papers. I made regular. That mean I was supposed to be a regular employee. They gave me my papers 5 years ago, but they said, no, motherfucker, you still a glorified coon CCA. That's what they said. So they've been working the fuck out of me. That's basically, I had a long work week. That's all I can say. I went to a sip and stroke tank last night.
A what?
A sip and stroke.
A sip and stroke.
A sip and stroke.
So what is that when you what's getting sipped and what's getting stroked?
Well, listen. You sit down and you paint and you get drunk with all these you mingle with a lot of white people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And you paint whatever she put on the board. And the stroke part comes when you get home if you can get your woman drunk enough to do all kind of stroking nasty things.
That's okay.
Anybody ever know? It's pretty cool.
I've seen some of that online before, and those pictures be looking pretty good. I'm like, these motherfuckers can't paint for real. How they do that?
You know what? I should have brought my picture up here.
You should have.
I should have. You know what?
So you have to trace some?
No, you really set the shit up on the board, and she going to put it on the screen, and you try. She going to tell you what you need to do. My shit didn't turn out right. It was a moon in the
gallery. Was it sip or the stroke?
Well, neither. My stroke game was on. The sip game, I ain't sipped that enough, but my stroke game was good. But my old lady painting was better than mine.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I painted her walls after that.
Okay.
She painted the canvas, I painted her walls. I shot up the club. I shot up.
47 on the weekend.
Yeah, club 47. Then my cousin, it was her birthday, I think I'm going to 47. Motherfucker, I almost age 47. I'm not going in there no more. And it's forever green room for anybody that's listening.
All right, what happened with the postman Chronicles? What happened in the life of the postal worker for GL?
Well, what happened?
I know it was cold as fuck.
Well, it was cold only one day. I got a riding route, so it didn't bother me. But anyway, I had a strange white man on my route that everybody is ordering these COVID tests. Did you order your COVID test?
I did not.
Yeah, well, good. Don't order. But everybody ordering these motherfucking COVID tests, and they come in. So white guy come to my truck. Good. I got my COVID test. Like, he was all happy about it. I give it to him. He snatched the shit out the motherfucking wrapper just to stomp it in front of me like this fucking government. I'm tired of the fucking government, these COVID tests. So they're going to give it to me free. They're putting a chip in your nose. They're putting a chip in your goddamn nose, so don't take it. So that's the only thing I got for you. He took it out the wrapper, stomped it in front of me like I gave a damn. I said, hey, motherfucker, I got to get the scan off that, please, sir. I ain't even scanned it yet. Can you please let me get the scan off of that? Thank you. Let me scan that and move that out the way. That's all I got for you.
So, and then super crazy, just this crazy person with this COVID test.
The COVID test, yes. They quit ordering. People don't order that COVID test because I got to deliver it. So fuck you and your COVID test. And don't goddamn order none. They ain't good for you. Don't listen to them. The government trying to stick boogers in your nose. Don't do it.
They're taking away your right.
They're taking away your goddamn freedom. Don't order them COVID tests. They ain't no count. I'm telling you. Don't order them. I'm here to tell you they sorry.
All right. Our topics for this week is who do you claim is your ex? Like, who counts? Like what's the criteria of somebody still claiming you afterwards? And topic two is it okay to date your friend's ex?
Okay.
Is that how it go?
Yeah.
Sorry right. to date your friend's ex. And three is, why aren't relationships lasting like back in the old day? Whatever the old day is, I don't know how far back you want
to
go.
We're going to go to 90.
It's just going to just say the old day.
The old
whatever
day.
It is.
Well,
it just depends.
You're right. Depends on the caller, too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's for somebody. It was old for another person when it was young for a new one. Hell,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure that part out. But I'm going to tell you why. I know that. But, I got one more thing to say before we even get into these topics. I got a question for you. Did you see the government is taking, like, say, for instance, when Shaki died, they keeping your brain in your heart and trying to stick it in something else. Like another, I don't know if they're going to stick it in another person or, like, what. They trying to clone you and see if that's going to be Shaki Moore. So my question to you, would you let them take your brain and heart when you dead and gone? Would you like to be tried to be resurrected with your brain and heart? Would you let them do it or you just going to be like, nah, I'm out of here?
I don't think it worked that way. I have to read the article. Send that to me later. You know what I'm saying? After I'm dead, it don't matter if I come back and be a zombie.
No, no. I mean, you might come back. They might put your damn heart and brain in the giraffe.
You probably won't have the memories. You probably won't have your memories and whatever. And then if they bring you back, all the people that...
You don't scare the shit out of this shot walking down the street.
But they ain't going to remember me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to remember them.
You like, hey, I'm Shaki. You know me?
If it's, you know, 100 years in the future, ain't nobody going to be left anyway.
No, I'm just saying, 20 years now, you've been gone 20. Like, that, if they brought Michael Jackson back, get his heart and brain. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know. Is it going to be the black Michael Jackson or the white one? If it's the black one, I'm going to give him a pound, you know? I'm going to give him the fist. But if he was the real, you know, pasty ghost-looking one, I'm going to ask him if he's still living.
Yeah, you're right. Because
he looked like, you know, still look like he dead.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, I don't believe you. Do moonwalk right now.
Yeah.
You spin around, and I want to see you pop on your toes on a 90-degree angle.
Well, hey, the nigga University Drive to act like Michael Jackson, that might be him.
That's the black Michael Jackson.
You never seen him dancing on University.
Not in a long time.
Well, it's too cold out there now. He got a coat on.
Now, I ain't going to lie. I know we all over the place. But that dude, the Michael Jackson impersonator that be on University,
yeah.
I feel bad when I give him money because he be out there going.
All day, too.
Like, that's the first person I feel like that I really owe money. At that stoplight, I want to hop out my car and give him $5 or something.
Well, I talked to him. I asked the motherfucker. I said, hey, you out here dancing. You need to come play the goddamn application at the post office. We need help. You can dance and moonwalk up these motherfuckers' steps with these packages. That's what you can do. That's what you can do.
Baby, I am the one.
Dirty Diana. Don't get into these topics, man.
All right. First topic is, let me get that number. Let me shoot you that number real quick. 319-527-6757 if you want to call in and shoot your shot. Tell us how you feel about what we're talking about. Who do you claim as an ex? Who counts?
Well, who I claim is none of them bitches. I don't claim none of them. If I fuck you, we just fuck. I ain't claiming shit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm telling my, I done had two girlfriends or women in my life my whole out of 36 years. So I claim two out of the ones that I done. Because I didn't claim you just because I smashed you. A lot of women think that you should get claimed. Or the niggas too. Niggas would be like, they smashing the girl, that's my girlfriend, and the whole time she might have a, you know what I'm saying, a dude too.
Right.
So
right.
it be them soft heart people that always claiming to claim folks. But I only claimed two women my whole life. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
That's all I done claimed two. I only had you ask me, I'm 36 years old and I had two girlfriends. Anybody else? So I know if somebody listening, like, I thought me and Gerald went together. Well, you thought wrong.
So that goes to what? That goes to exactly my next part. Sometimes people claim you. You know what I'm saying? Can claim you or whatever. So, like, I wonder, you know, in their mind what constitutes them claiming you. You know, my example is probably about a year or two ago,
okay.
Somebody that I just started working with,
mm-hmm.
was, you know, I knew, like, I think we had each other on social media or something, and I seen some mutual friends, and I was like, I used to talk to that, you know, her friend, one of her friends,
yeah.
Some years ago, back in high school, actually.
Yeah.
And I knew it, but I didn't mention where I knew her from. So I knew it was going to come back to me eventually. So yeah. She was just like, oh, I know you. You used to go with such and such back in high school or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, one of the reasons why I didn't say it is because I didn't know if she claimed me or not. You know what I'm saying? I know we talked, and, you know, we was I guess, official in high school, but that was so long ago.
Yeah, you can't.
That was so long ago.
High school don't count. It does.
You just said it don't count. Apparently, it counted to me. For me, I didn't know. I assumed it didn't count because it's been so long ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it used to go with such and such back in high school, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, but I'm like, she still claimed me as that?
I
thought she was just going to say, yeah, y'all went to high school together. Because that's what I was going to say. We went to high school together.
Yeah. High school don't count to me.
Do it not.
No, what if you're with the motherfuckers right
what
now.
What if you're 21? Do it count if you're 21?
Well,
how long does it take for that to roll off the chart?
Neither.
There we go. How long does it take to roll off?
If it's been over 10 years, I can't even say that either. It's just. It counts to me when you damn near live with a person. It counts then. Just because you smashing bitches don't mean you.
If he was exclusive for, let's just say, 2 years out of high school, exclusive for a while, or at least one of us was,
well,
I guess.
Well, first of all, I ain't finished high school, so I wasn't there. So I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? But I give it to my nigga. Yeah.
What if it was, this ain't, you know, my situation, but. What if it was your first love in high school?
I ain't getting no pussy in high school. I ain't started getting this pussy until I turned about... I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't turned this fly cat until I got about 20. I ain't getting no ass. I was fat, black, bookie back then. Now, I'm still generic Gerald. But do you get what I'm saying? I'm a little bit better than I was then. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That's why I told you. I only claim two women that I didn't actually real deal dated. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Just because you done goddamn tore my head off don't mean that we was in a relationship.
So if y'all was, if anybody, I guess I'm going to make it general for a second. If y'all was just fuck buddies for 4 months and y'all just went on dates, but y'all never were official.
So
it don't count.
That don't count. You don't count unless I told you.
We are boyfriend, girlfriend.
We do.
But then it got to last longer than that because me and that girl, we was official in high school, boyfriend, girlfriend. But I just figured the time made it not count no more.
Well, to me, you was in high school. You didn't make it to grown-up-ism. You didn't make it to adulthood with her. Then I'd have been like, y'all, man, I don't count them bitches when I was in high school with them. That don't count. You know what I'm saying? Like,
What if, you know, let's say you did have a girlfriend in high school.
Okay.
She was in love. She loved your dirty-ass draw.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Do she don't get a chance to claim you as your ex? You know what I'm saying?
No, we was high school. I couldn't do nothing for you. I was at Taco Bell. That don't count. You know what I'm saying? To me, your relationship really don't start till you're at least grown. If you still got to go in your mama house and goddamn, if you got a curfew, you ain't in no motherfucking relationship. That ain't shit. That's puppy love. I'm to my grown man hunching, grown man stroke stagging like. You know,
nobody else counts.
Nobody
so basically, you pretty much saying if you're young, none of it counts.
That shit don't count. It counts once you in college. Now you talking about you went to college. You went to college and you got a girlfriend in college. Yeah, that counts. High school shit to me don't count.
So that shit just roll off.
That shit just roll off.
Like bad credit.
Like bad credit. I'm not telling my motherfucking significant other nothing about what I did in high school, but I don't want to hear her. Tell us if she gave some head on some school buses, no bullshit like that. That don't count. You was young. Well, you know what I mean.
Right.
16 to 18, that ain't no fucking relationship. You still had to ask your mama what you was going to eat tonight. That's just my personal opinion.
The answer is going to be Hamburger Helper.
Yes. Or Sam, if you're living in my house.
All right. We got our first shot caller of the night. Go ahead and shoot the shot.
What's up, y'all?
What's up,
Shot? So, look.
What's up?
To answer the question, don't nothing or nobody count if you was still on your mama's insurance. Anybody that you dealt with before you start paying your own bills, them niggas don't count at all. Like,
thank you.
Don't nobody count like 25 and up, yeah, maybe. But anybody in high school, they was just a friend. Y'all was just childhood friends.
Yeah. Y'all learn how to hunch together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, that shit don't count. I had to pay. I told you, Flocka. Listen, you was in high school. All we did was fuck. And I'm trying to get your lunch number, and you give me your lunch and shit like that. And that's it. And we going, I'm going to finger you in the car behind the school and shit. I'm sneaking you when my mama go to work, and she work third shift. I'm doing all that shit. If I got to sneak to do anything, you in high school, it don't fucking count.
So you say it don't count after a certain age, but do you think it rolls off? Because, you know, that person claimed me from way that long ago. I didn't plan on claiming them, but once I heard that she claimed me like that, I'm like, well, do I need to put her on the list of who I claim?
Absolutely not. Like, I don't know how old y'all were, but that high school shit, everybody's mama was still giving them money at that time. So when nobody grown enough to be claiming nobody is anything. I mean, y'all was still trying to figure out how to piss straight. So she can't claim me.
You can't claim that. I'm with you. She understand whoever this call is. She knows you was knocking boots and you was fucking on the bus. It don't count. It erased. It erased. So all the dick sucking that happened in between the age of 16, 18, it don't count. It didn't happen.
All right. Thanks, y'all, calling for calling in. Call back with us next week unless you, you know, feel the spirit to call in on the next topic.
No problem. I'll have it, y'all.
The gist of it is, like I said, that shit don't count. That shit does not count.
All right, but that's the perfect segue to the next topic then. All right,
let's get to
it. Is it okay to date your friend's ex? Since we didn't kind of talk about what the ex is, since don't nobody count.
Yeah.
Everybody free game, it sounds like.
Let me tell you something. Anybody besides my brother, I'm fucking. Everybody. I'm talking about, hey, you didn't want it no more. Let me tell you what I did. I put a list up of all my friends' exes that they didn't want, and I'm going to fuck them. You divorced, right?
Yeah.
You divorced, right?
Of course.
She come my way, I'm fucking. I'm telling you now, I'm knocking her fucking down, so don't get mad. I got a list. Jay, I'm going to fuck. J-Rock, I'm going to fuck. I ain't going to say my brother because we related and I don't want to fuck behind him. Cause that's but anybody else, I'm talking about my close friend. Steve Knight from back in the day. His old girlfriend before he got with his woman. I'm fucking her.
All right, we got a shot caller on the line. Shot caller, what's your name and shoot your shot?
It's Keisha. Okay.
What's up, Keisha?
What's going on, y'all? Okay, so as a female, no. Girl code, no. I'm not messing with my friend's ex because she probably done told me some shit about him. No, I'm not even trying to drink behind my friend, so I damn sure ain't trying to fuck behind him. So it's enough.
What if she told you the sex was good, though?
I don't care. I'm not fucking behind my friends. No. Uh-uh.
I'm fucking all my friends' exes. I want them all. Fuck. Get to me.
What? So you say the girl called Keisha from doing it. Do you don't believe in, like, revenge or something? Sort of like if she, let's just say that, okay, do you, even though you say you follow the girl code, do you think all your girlfriends follow the girl code?
Oh, my friends do. Now, I'm not saying all females.
Because you can be fond about yourself.
This is true. That there are some females that don't. They don't give a damn about girl code. They don't care nothing about it. But, because then it start opening up other questions, you know. You looking at your homegirl like, well, damn, when you look at it when I was with him, it just,
But 10 years went by. You didn't want that man. Why she can't go have that man?
I don't, because again, why would you want to, listen, if you my homie, you know how trash he is. Because trust me, we didn't badmouth him if he had ex.
What happened? Hold on. What if you did him wrong and she want to treat him right, but y'all still cool? What's wrong? What's wrong with that though?
You can't do it. Too bad.
You don't want to
somebody. Hook him up with somebody else. You can't do it. You cannot know. Again, like I said, I'm not fooling with anybody behind one of my ex. I mean, one of my friends. I'm not fooling with any of their exes. Nope, not gonna happen. I don't care if she did do him dirty. Mm-mm.
But I'm gonna be honest.
I'm afraid he gets somebody good.
I don't think nothing wrong with it though. Because I just feel like you didn't want that person. How you going to get mad at me for something you didn't wrote? You threw that hamburger on the ground, and I went and picked that slap some cheese on that bitch, and that made it a little better. And now you mad because I'm over here eating. You should have kept it your damn self.
It's like little kids. You know, little kids don't want to play with no toy until you playing with it. So, no, leave it alone. I'm going to feel away. Because honestly, I'm going to tell you what it is. Honestly, I feel like I made him the man that he is.
Okay.
Sometimes we do. We think like that. We're like, I made him. You know what? He treating you like that because he couldn't treat me like that. And I showed him how he's supposed to treat a female. And then now he's going to treat, you know, it gets messy. I just say, no, don't do it.
I say do the shit. Because, hell, if you didn't want
quit
my own, I'm just saying.
Quit her as a friend. You'll look snakish as hell, but quit her as a friend and then. Why would I
want friends over some dick?
Listen, I'm not finna sit here and discuss with my homegirl about my ex and her current. That's too much. Now, if it's just a nigga that we both just smashed in passing, okay. Like, girl, yeah, his mouthpiece was on point. Or, you know what I'm saying? But if we do that, we had those conversations. But if they were together or we were together, I'm looking at you sideways because, like, why him? Why not his cousin?
I got
you. All right, Keisha, thanks for being a shot call tonight. You have a good one. If you know, like I said, I tell everybody, if you you know, feel the need to call back, you can. All right, have a good one.
All right, got you.
Keisha wrong.
So she keeping the girl cold.
Fuck,
I don't think that I think she keeping the girl cold by damn self. I know God cold ain't worth a shit.
No.
God cold ain't worth a shit.
God, man, let me tell you something. Me and you can fuck the same bitch. I don't give a fuck. If you go fuck one of my exes, you got it. Because I'm going to tell you how that dumpster can juice was. We can sit there, and once you fuck her, you probably going to want to fuck her no more anyway. It's the reason why I left. Because most niggas stick around for the Guac Guac 3000, that's what they call it. You know what I'm saying? Especially, she probably wasn't doing the Guac Guac 3000. That's all I'm saying. So
let me tell you why most guys don't care shit about the guy code.
It's funny.
And we will smash our friends. X. First of all, you can't claim everything. That's number one rule. You can't fucking claim everything. Let's start there. That's why the first topic was who do you claim? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times your homie don't want to claim her until you find out you got a shot with her. You may not want to even talk to the girl, and you know, I don't know, she may approach you or something. But then once she, you know, come towards you, you start thinking about it. It's like, she's talked to such and such. I don't know.
This is my rule. Fuck them and then tell me. Don't worry about calling me on shit. You hear me?
Right.
Like, the simple fact is, goddamn, we ain't together no more. Like, you ain't got to talk to, I ain't got to run shit by Shaquie to after, hey, man, hey, I'm going to fuck Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. You're going to be like, all right, brothers, bless. That's what I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using it as a...
But you do have people that will shoot you or fight you over their ex.
You can't have... Why, though? You didn't even want to... You have certain people that will fight you over their side piece. They'll fight you over their main piece. They'll fight you over their dessert. They'll fight you over the motherfucker that you like to pitch on Instagram. Like, I done had a situation. I ain't gonna say no name. You know, back in the day, I'm hollering at a chick. You know, when MySpace was out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I seen you talking to such and such on MySpace, and I asked, I said, "Damn, how you fucking?" No, but I'm going to. Well, that ain't your fucking girl, nigga. Who do you like? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it.
Well, like I was telling you, you know, if you try to be a stand up dude and go talk to your homeboy and be like, "Hey, I believe, you know, Tarshay."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tarshay is feeling me, man. I don't know if y'all still cool, y'all still talking. And he might out his ego tell you no. You know what I'm saying? And be like, "I don't give a damn what you do." Cause you know, I done been in a situation like that before where he's like, "I don't give a fuck." You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I smoke her. You know what I'm saying?
And
they mad. You know what I'm saying? I find out on the back end, I didn't really think he's gonna do it. Of course I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it.
I came to you when I already knew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People get in their feelings about shit they don't possess. You can't get mad at nobody else because you used to possess some. Shaquille can't go trade his car in. Then I go down to the Kia goddamn dealership and get it for even cheaper. And then goddamn it. You bought my car. You should have bought it for me. Motherfucker, you didn't want it.
And I'm talking about, like, I know GL's criteria is a little different than mine. He, you know what I'm saying, you got to be a blood for him not to smash a girl.
Yeah.
I'm talking about associates. If we associates, I might go and get it. If we close, I couldn't do it because I already know how a lot of girls get down. They just trying to start some shit. Trying to use me to get back at somebody. I don't want them problems. Stop problems.
All the ladies looking. Come on. If you used to talk to J-Rock, come on. If you used to talk to Crazy K, come on. If you used to talk to James, come on. If you used to talk to Shaquille, all doors are open, baby. I want you bad.
Well, see, when it comes to stuff like that, you do have your friends, even your close friends, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be a limit on who is off limits. I give you your main girl.
Yeah,
I won't mess with her.
You shouldn't be messing with
nobody. Nobody's main girl.
Together.
I never met nobody's main girl. I won't mess with nobody's, like, wife. And I give you one baby mama.
One
baby mama.
And it's usually your first baby mama because you usually love the hell out your first baby mama. That's how I typically go. A motherfucker be crazy about their first baby mom. The second and third baby mom, because a lot of you niggas got 3, 4, 5 baby moms, you just skeeting just be doing the shit. Because I done heard, I got homeboys that have looked me in the face and told me, "Hey, man, you should have got up pregnant the first time you fucked." And I have friends that really, real deal will go nut in a motherfucker just because. I said, "Damn, you want another kid?" I had to goddamn nut in her. You didn't even like her. You just did it anyway. But I think, honestly, man, it's to me, it's okay to date a motherfucker ex. I don't give a damn. I think it's all fun and games. Now, unless you plan on, it's different if you come back and be like, "Bookie, man, I'm trying to work it out with my ex. I'm trying to get back with her." Then I say, "All right, I understand."
So, okay, let me go to the exact question. You said it's okay to smash your friend's ex.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it okay to date her, get in a real relationship with her?
Just a regular friend.
What you mean?
Not your ace in the hole. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
you tell me. What's the difference?
It's a big difference because you hold your, to me, I hold different friends at a different high standard level.
Right.
I do. I can't speak for everybody else. Now, I have people that, I gave an example at work one day. I said, hell, you have people that you work with.
Right.
That you work with, you cool with them because you work with them.
Right.
Them ain't your friends that you grew up with or you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, smash and go with them. I'm put like this. I got a partner, I call him the Throw Man.
The what?
The Throw Man.
The Throw?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I call him the Throw Man. We work together. All
right.
Cool as hell.
Yeah.
Didn't grow up with him.
Right.
If I was to leave my wife and he go with her and he was to start dating my wife, I'm not mad. Especially if I don't. He don't owe me nothing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he don't owe me a goddamn thing. If he start dating, it ain't like he got to run shit about she my ex. We cool because we motherfucking work together. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Not saying I'm going to fight him when I see him in his own sight. And I respect the same for him. Now, if I'm single and he ain't fucking with this woman no more, and I met her at Kroger's parking lot, I'm going to date her. I don't give a fuck. Now, if it's you for real, I'm not going to date your ex-wife because I already know she wasn't shit. So hell no, I ain't jumping in that goddamn ring of fire. But yes, I'm a fucker just because. Look, pussy is pussy. So yeah, that's what I. Oh yeah, so I don't want to date your ex.
So you ain't dating no exes.
I ain't dating them.
Smash
I'm
yes,
dating
them
all. I ain't dating them. Now
line them up, you're knocking them down.
Line them down, bend them all over. Bend them all, I'm gonna smack them on their booty like they do in the NBA. We make a good shot. Yes, I'm not gonna date her because that's gonna be my opt out the relationship. I ain't gonna never have to date her. So I'm like, man, you know you used to goddamn go with Shaki. You know I can't date you for real. But I got,
that's your way out.
That's my way out. That's how I got. To, you get what I'm saying?
Right,
like I'm not going. I'm just going. Hey, look. No, I'm just. Me personally.
Well, even you know, funny thing about that, we are, if it's your close friend, we all know who off limits.
Yes.
Everybody has off limits people
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But like I said, it comes to a point when they start piling up them off limits people.
Come
I'm on. Gonna have to make a decision for you. Because you can't be in love with them all.
You can't. Some people think they can't be in love with all of them, man.
I got associates that love all of them. Love every one of them.
And he'll get mad if he fucks.
Any of them. Girls, his high school girl. You talked to.
No way.
You know, he had 18 girlfriends after that.
And he's.
But his second girl from high school.
He mad. No way.
There's
no
people
way.
Like that.
No way. I don't believe it. No way. I don't give a fuck about what you go fuck whoever I was talking to in high school. Ain't a lot to choose from because I ain't getting no ass. But anyway.
So, basically, Keisha said the girl code is real. They do. They actually keep up with that. I'm just saying. I know guys don't. We try. We'll try. But like I said, we know the off-limit people.
Yeah. We do.
Anybody after that? You're going to have to understand.
Yeah.
You're going to have to understand. And 9 times out of 10, you know, well, I can't even say that because some of us are dogs. So we may be plotting the whole time. Some of them might be plotting the whole time. I know I ain't really get down like that as far as plotting on somebody's girl, but it's been some that just came after the fact then was trying to figure out what's going on with me.
I ain't plotting on your girl. Most motherfucking girls plotting, you know, most people plotting on you anyway. Like, It ain't gonna be you. It ain't gonna be you. And I guess the way I look at it is, I can't fuck your ex without her wanting to fuck me anyway.
So you think that probably started before?
Yes, I can't because dick is free, pussy ain't. So you understand what I'm trying to say? So
tell her, what does that mean?
I'm saying dick is free because a nigga fuck anything damn near. A woman got a, it's her choice to give me the pussy. I can't just go hand out this dick because if I could, I'd line every Instagram model up if I want to.
Walk around with your dick in your hand.
Yes, but Instagram models can line. It's a nigga knocking on that door. It's a nigga in my wife's inbox right now, I bet, ready to get some. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nobody in my inbox. I wish it was, but it ain't. But you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just different, man. So, like, the woman got initiated damn near anyway.
I can see that.
I can't fuck her without her wanting to be fucked. Because I ain't R. Kelly and I'm raping no goddamn body. So she got to want to. You get that's. I understand. That's what I'm saying. She got to. The woman, the 9 times 10, if a motherfucker didn't fuck your ex, she wanted that anyway. She wanted it because a nigga going to be a nigga all day, every day. So I can't be mad. It's somebody listening to this shit right now. Gerald, he fucked up. Da 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 da. No, yo, the woman that you was dating is fucked up. Because for one, you're ex anyway, because all women usually fuck up anyway. I'm just saying. Men don't fuck up.
Say, but what's that? You say, was it Charlamagne? You say black men don't cheat?
Mm-mm, black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat?
Mm-mm. Not black men. We don't cheat. We're the best thing smoking. We do everything right.
Boy, you can get some calls on that alone to tell us we ain't shit.
Black man is the best thing you ever gonna find. That's why the black dime is the highest dime you can get in Sierra Leone. That's why, you know what I'm saying? It's black.
I don't even know where Sierra Leone is.
Neither, but I know it's real expensive. You know what I'm saying? And we black, so that's what I'm saying. Like, black men don't cheat. Every other race, they cheat. Women, they better cheat than us. You can't out-cheat no woman. I promise
you. You're right. They'll do it in your face.
Mm-mm. They will.
They'll do it in your face.
You can't cheat no woman. Don't give a fuck. Well, how? It's a line of niggas in any woman, though.
All right, moving on to this third topic. And, of course, you know, you can call in and chime in on the last topic if you want. Mm-hmm. 319-527-6757. If you agree, disagree. I don't think that girls keep the girl code as much as they say.
Hell.
I think keep that shit by yourself. And the reason why guys don't keep the guy code, because you'll keep that shit by your damn self.
Mm-hmm.
That shit real conditional. Of course you do. You say you're fucking everything. You're fucking ex-wives and everything.
Yep, fucking them out. Line them up. I want to line up like them niggas line up to get them Jordans.
So you can't date them, but you can fuck the hell out of them. That's the moral of the story.
Yes.
That's the moral of the story.
Yes, I ain't dating them because, goddamn, you done already told me they ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you done told me they ain't shit.
All right, third topic. Why aren't relationships lasting like in the old day, back in the old day?
Like back in the, like what I seen growing up, my mom and dad. I get what you're saying, like, oh, why?
Just the old day.
Well, to me, relationships ain't lasting like they used to. For one, social media. Social media killed relationships, bro. And that's just the honest God truth.
Why you think that?
Because, what they say, there go Mr. Charlie, and Mr. Charlie just a man. Doing the best he can. Relationships don't last no more, because anytime that we argue or have a problem, the first thing you're going to do is go to the internet. Back then, in the old days, when you had a problem, you go sit on Miss Betty Mae's porch and you talk about it.
Miss Betty Mae.
Yeah, you ain't gotta run to the internet to say, Shaqi did this, or GL done this, and he done fucked my friend again. You supposed to shut the fuck up and let me fuck her. And don't go tell the world. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you, I'm just saying, you don't have to tell everybody our fucking business. And if you notice, I can write tonight. Bullshit you not. I can write on my page tonight that me and my wife finna renew our vows on our 10-year anniversary. We'll get 30 likes. If I get on the internet tonight and say, I'm divorcing that bitch, who wanna talk? I finally got rid of the skeezer. I have 200 likes. What happened? What's going on? They would want to know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not
skeezer. You know, they love that negative shit, which is true. So that's why I feel like relationships don't last, because you run to the motherfucking internet. You run any, and people put that you happy on your goddamn post. See how many likes you get. No sooner motherfucker, like no sooner you put something bad on there, it's even more likes. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the problem, is that people don't understand how to just keep their problem between themselves. That's why I feel like relationships don't work. Because once they hit the internet, to me, I'm done with you. That's just me. Because you look like a fool to me once the bad shit that hit the internet. Then next thing we know, we in Kroger's holding hands. Like, when them motherfuckers piss on the internet? You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like it's just a show.
It's just a show. I just feel like the internet has killed relationships.
You know, initially, I wanted to kind of say the same thing. We didn't go over what we were going
to
talk about or whatever.
We never do, and I never wanted to. Like,
but initially, I was going to say something like that, too. But just thinking about it, I just think that I'll just say the options are different. You know what I'm saying? I think that I'm going to take it, you know, old school. Like, I'm not going to go to the 60s. I don't know what they did in the 60s, really.
You close.
Nah, nigga. Yeah. My daddy then was in the 60s. He tried to play me. But I just think that women have become more independent. so they don't feel stuck like that. You know what I'm saying? So they'll put up with, you know, back in the day, probably they had to put up with a lot more. You know what I'm saying? If somebody have a whole side family, you know, as long as he paying the bills, you know, they going to stay together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but now she'll be like, she's going to go ahead and take that L of what, if it's the guy's fault at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's the guy's fault, she's going to go ahead and take that L, go get her a better job and, you know, or whatever it's going to be.
And fuck him.
And you know, and leave the dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, that's why back in the day they didn't have that option. I think they were probably a bit cooler with being stay-at-home moms and wives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think back in the day it was cool with it. But now that, you know, especially since a lot of us, I ain't going to say all of us, but some of us are sorry. You know what I'm saying? So we don't take care of home like that no way.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they, you know, kind of stay
and
not work it out? Work it out for what?
Women, most of them, I'm not going to say all women, but they want attention anyway. So back then, like I said, I'm going back to the internet, you ain't got the attention, and you know what I'm saying? You, anybody that, first of all, I know that I'm all over the place, but anybody that, like, you get them women that post themselves crying and cheating on, if you post yourself crying and cheating on the internet, you need your ass smacked. You know, I just want to, whoo, he did me wrong. You don't need to be putting all that shit on the internet, especially because you know you ain't done with them. I hate people that do that. That's what I'm thinking of that. I just feel like that's what real deal fucked up. That's why these relationships ain't motherfucking last. That's why. Because even on the men part, men too. Men do that shit too. Man, she's a loud ass bitch. Man, I think she fucked such and such. You on the internet right now, shit.
Yeah.
Niggas do it too. Because they want their 10 seconds of fame or 10 seconds of sorrow they want to feel. And to me, it's just ignorant to me. So why they don't laugh.
I'm going to go ahead and put – I know I actually don't like when you put me on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot for a second.
Okay, let's go.
Give me – and it don't have to be any kind of order.
Okay.
But give me three reasons why relationships end anyways. Why do they end?
First of all, relationships end. They end because, for one, trust. That's the number one reason. Number two reason why I think relationships end quick, money.
Okay.
Money play a lot in.
Okay.
And that goes both ways. And I'm going to say money is when a woman make too much money, she won't respect you.
Okay.
As a man. Like you know what I'm saying? It takes you a strong woman to understand that when your woman make more than you, like, they feel like, I ain't going to say all,
yeah.
They feel like, well, I ain't got to do this. I make more money than him.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the key things. And number three reason why a relationship ends, because goddamn black women don't fucking listen. They don't fucking listen. Yeah, I said it. They don't fucking listen. Because they hear you, but they don't listen. I can tell a motherfucker, I can tell my motherfucking wife tonight, I want a hamburger. You know what she going to do?
What's going to
do? She's going there and make hamburger help. I said a hamburger. She going to say, well, they still got hamburger meat in it. You ain't listening. I said hamburger. I know it ain't going to end over no hamburger, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's just the example.
Yeah, that's my example, too.
All right, so the first one was because there's no trust. So I guess that means, like, cheating or maybe caught cheating
something.
So going back, because I'm going to go ahead and link it all to you know, the topic.
Okay.
So if it's no trust, do you think that men cheated less back then is why it lasted longer? Or they cheated about the same?
They cheated more back then. The internet wasn't here. Look, my daddy came home drunk from the pool hall. Mama paged him 707-9311. You know what I'm saying? Hey. They ain't have no more quarters at the baseball. I couldn't call home. They couldn't keep tabs on you. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like every move that you make now is calculated. Like back then it wasn't. You go out, you had a flat tire, you had to walk to the goddamn gas station. It's over with. There wasn't no cell phone, no record. I can get dropped off in the middle of the project and walk all the way home from my side bitch house. You can't call me.
Right.
I got jumped by two pit bull puppies. But you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The internet, like, so. But now, you can say the trust shit. GL, you said you and Shaqui. I see Shaqui just posted he at home watching the movie. Oh, damn. The trust, you know what I'm saying? Even though I was with you for 30 minutes, you might have left early. Why I got to tell you that he went home early? And I was really with you.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Just because he left early, you went with him done. You wouldn't have known that if you were on the fucking internet.
Right.
Why I have to tell you that, Shaqui left? Because they want play-by-play of your life.
Mm.
And I don't want play-by-play of my woman life. Leave me the fuck alone. Go out and hang with your girl. Just come home and be nasty when you get back. That's all I care. But that's why and money. And money,
let's go back to the old day. Because like I said, we can't pay it to the old day.
Yeah.
So back in the day, you would say that.
Most men made the money then.
The men made the money.
Back then.
So that wasn't the breakup.
That wasn't going to break up because. Because
you know, this ain't going to have nothing to do with the internet.
This don't have nothing to do with this. Well, money.
That's why you not ask your top three, because all of them can't be about the internet.
Yeah, no.
So maybe that first one, okay.
Yeah.
The second one is about, you know what I'm saying, the money.
The money is when you
say the men made the money.
Men made money, more money. I ain't going to say all men. But most men made more money because that was more blue-collar work back then.
Right.
Instead of sitting on, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Money is power, too.
All right.
Because usually the motherfucker that's in a relationship that makes the most money usually run the relationship.
No matter the gender, no matter if it's guy or girl.
It don't matter if it's guy or girl. It really don't matter. That's usually who run the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So back then, most men made most money. So he going to say, hey, bitch, I'm paying the rent. Here go you $100 for you some shoes. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to motherfucking Miss Betty May house. See you later. You know what I'm saying? You ain't running to nothing. You're gonna say, well, damn, he did pay the bills. He did do with it. You know, what he was supposed to do, and he left me. You know, he left me some money. Now these independent women, I'm not glorifying cheating, but that ain't what I'm saying. But now these women that's making six figures and up, they don't want to hear that shit because most women don't even want to talk to a nigga. She can make six figures, and her boyfriend makes $42,000. She looked down upon him. Well, you ain't gonna get no degree like me. Well, I can't. You hear it all day long. I can't date no man. B. Simone said, I can't date no man if he ain't no CEO. I don't want no 9-to-5 nigga.
Damn, I heard that a long time ago. I forgot about that.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so you don't want that, but you want the CEO man that's cheating on you every day. But the nigga that's in the motherfucking mail truck ain't gonna cheat on you. You don't want him because he got a 9-to-5 job. That's what's going on in the world today.
Well, what was the last one you said? What was the third one? You remember?
It was money, trust, and hell, you got me drunk. Well, it's money, trust, and
I forgot too. I ain't gonna lie to you. I should have wrote it down.
Well, I don't remember, but them two.
You think they're not lasting because men used could be not shit back in the day.
Yeah.
And now women just be like, fuck that nigga.
Fuck
them. And now they got the options.
They got options. They got most women got better jobs than us.
Okay, so you feel it's not lasting because back in the day we used to get a chance to be not shit niggas, basically.
Yeah,
okay,
basically.
That makes sense.
I feel like they going to disagree with me, but I feel like today's generation men is better than the ones back then.
How was worse.
Hell, back then, man, them niggas went to work and cheated like a motherfucker, and they left you at home with all the kids. Now women got most of the, you know, good jobs and shit, too. They ain't going for sitting at home and doing that shit no more, raising no child. They ain't doing it no more.
Right. You think the it is gonna sound nasty as hell. The old folks fuck better than us.
Yeah,
you think that keep relationships together because they used to stroke better?
Man, yeah, Miss Pearly May, goddamn, I ain't bull. Miss Betty Ann ain't goddamn playing. You know what I'm saying? Cause she didn't. Yeah. Hell no, I lied. These new bitches, oh no, mm-mm, they fuck better.
Popping pussy on a handstand.
Yeah. The new generation, cause. Because my Uncle Bubba told me he's 60-something years old. He ain't never ate no pussy. And I believe. I ain't eat no damn pussy. See piss out of that. Blood and shit comes spilling out. I'm not eating that. So, no. I just feel like this generation, you know what I'm saying, they working around with Pikachu toys in their ass.
Hey, I'm here for it. I'm plugging this shit in like a light switch.
Yeah. So, today's men to me are better. That's just my personal opinion. The niggas back in the day was on some bull jive. I ain't even going to give you a story about my granddad. Rest in peace, John Mass. That's a bad, that's a cold brother right there.
Oh, man. I'm going to give y'all a second. I'm going to give you a second or two, Jill. Go look at your comments, man. I keep the show going for a minute. I can't see it. We be trying to look it up on here. Go
is
look at your comments.
Is it going crazy?
I don't know. I can't see it.
I can't see it. Let me
go look, man.
Let me go look at the comments.
I would get up and dance for y'all or whatever, but you couldn't. You can't hear that on the radio. You can't hear it. Like, we need to work on getting these comments working, you know what I'm saying, because I guess they're responding. I can't see it.
Communication when things get hard, people quit. Based in relation to unrealistic expectations. They got them damn battery shit. They don't need us. And black men don't teach shit. You heard what I'm talking about? Black men don't teach goddamn. If y'all need something, I'm here to just act like we don't know. Me and you better have some Olympic moves. They going off.
Hey, you gotta come. I can't read it all. You gotta come back and tell me what they said.
Man, I don't know. You gonna read? I barely can read. They going crazy. Let it run. All I can say is, man, back in the day, I say this: the working man back then, they did more handyman shit. I'm gonna give them that because they ain't have YouTube. They had to put that alternator on by hand. You get what I'm saying? The alternator go out, but we make a little bit more money now. I just tell motherfuckers this.
Yeah.
My dad ain't paying nobody to do shit. But goddamn, that cold boy got that cigarette hanging out of half. My better get that alternator. That goddamn fool.
Y'all go to our Blog Talk Radio site so we can see the chat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and sign up. It's free. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
create your profile, man. I mean, we begging y'all, man. We trying to be interactive.
Yeah.
Y'all won't do it.
That other Facebook, man. We can't defeat that Facebook.
I know, man.
It's just so easy and simple, man. But on this motherfucker, on this shit, man, like, I'm glad they rocking with. Like, look.
Thank y'all for communicating. We just can't see it. Go to the Blog Talk and correct.
I
tried to set your ass up earlier. Don't tell me you can see that shit now.
Hold on, I told you
what the fuck to do.
Don't end the episode yet. Wait. Let me see. Hold on.
I shared it so you can see it.
This,
and you talking about, is this black? I can't see it.
Motherfucker, you know I don't do this Facebook shit. You should know that.
I looked at this shit when I walked off when we were setting it up.
Look, the screen white as motherfucking goddamn Hillary Clinton. This motherfucker is white. Hold on, y'all. But anyway.
Create your profile on Blog Talk Radio, the one you're looking at now. Or maybe I might be just listening on there.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. We have our numbers are flawed. No. What the hell you playing, boy?
Man, I thought it was on mute. But anyways, we get ready to wind this one down. You go ahead. I'm telling y'all, please go to our social media and follow us on Instagram, 100 Shots Radio. Follow us on Facebook group, 100 Shots Radio, because we finna, you know, it's going to be easier for us to read and help us get some money. Go to Podbean. I'll post it up, too.
And don't worry, because I've been meaning to put my cash up on here. We step all donations. I ain't made it yet, but it's coming. Like, look, man, this shit. Bro, I can't do this shit retarded, bro.
I thought it was on your screen when I walked away earlier.
Well, it's not on my motherfucking screen, dog. It's not. But
you tell people goodbye, man.
Hey, I love y'all.
Y'all come back next week.
Come back next week. It's okay to date your friend X. Fuck him. I mean, you can fuck anybody you want to.
Y'all got something y'all want us to talk about? Leave it in the comments.
Leave it in the comments.
We'll discuss it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, and maybe we get tired of coming up with shit every week.
Yeah.
Three topics.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, always call us and ask us our questions because I am the relationship. If you're in a relationship, you should listen to me because I'm one of the greatest motherfuckers alive that you ever gonna see. Just remember that. I tell anybody that I'm one of the greatest motherfuckers alive. We out. I'm out.
The damn bunch, yeah.